Glad was this marquis of her answering, but yet he feigned as he were not so. All dreary was his cheer and his looking, when that he should out of the chamber go. Soon after this, a furlong way or two, he privily hath told all his intent unto a man, and to his wife him sent. A manor sergeant was this privy man, the which that faithful oft he found and had in things great, and eke such folk well can do execution in things bad. The Lord knew well that he him loved and dread. And when this sergeant wist his lord's will, into the chamber he stalked him full still.
"Madam," he said, "you must forgive it me, though I do thing to which I am constrained. You be so wise that full well knowen ye that lord's hests must not been effeigned. They may well be bewailed or complained, but men must needs unto their lust obey, and so will I. There is no more to say. This child I am commanded for to take."
And spoke no more, but out the child he hent, dispiteously, and gan a cheer to make, as though he would have slain it ere he went. Griselda must all suffer and all consent, and as a lamb she sitteth meek and still, and let this cruel sergeant do his will. Suspicious was the defame of this man. Suspect his face, suspect his word also, suspect the time in which he this began. Alas, her daughter that she loved so, she wend he would have slain it right, though. But natheless she neither wept nor sighed, conforming her to what the marquis liked. But at the last to speaken she began, and meekly she to the sergeant prayed, so as he was a worthy gentleman, that she might kiss her child ere that it died, and in her balm this little child she laid with full sad face, and gan the child to bless, and lulled it, and after gan it kiss. And thus she said in her benign voice, "Farewell, my child, I shall thee never see, but since I thee have marked with the cross of Thilke father, blessed may he be, that for us died upon a cross of tree, thy soul, my little child, I him betake, for this night shall thou dien for my sake.